White, St. Helena, California, September 3, 1907. Elder J. E. White, Boulder, Colorado. My dear son Edson, I have not heard from you for some time. I desire very much to hear of the meeting in Denver. I received a short letter from Willie telling of a remarkable meeting at Los Angeles, but no particulars have come to me regarding the Denver meeting. I sent a number of manuscripts to Denver in W.C. White's name, supposing he would be at that meeting. I hope that someone read the contents at the meeting. If Elder Daniels were there, he would understand the situation. As I have heard nothing, I would be pleased to have you write me about the meeting. Tell me if the communications reached Denver, and if they were read. I trust that now this raid in Boulder will cease. Elder Wilcox has had a severe and trying time. The situation at Boulder has been plainly presented before me, and I understand the need there is that staunch men be appointed to stand by the side of Elder Wilcox. The Lord stands at the head of his work, and he will surely be a present help to his people. Tell Elder Wilcox that the Lord will save all who put their trust in him. I have just written a letter to Emma. Among the unbelieving element in Battle Creek, there has been much underhand work. Frank Belden and those connected with him have manifested a terrible spirit. I shall not attempt to write to you all that I might say about this, however, but I hope that it may not be necessary for Emma to live in a household where there is such a strong and determined opposition as is to be found in Frank Belden. Before Emma went to Battle Creek, I gave my reasons for desiring her to come to my home. If she is still in need of treatment, I think it would be far better for her to be here, where she may be free from the unpleasant influences of Battle Creek, and near the St. Helena Sanitarium, where she can receive thorough treatment under the direction of Dr. Rand. I still extend to her the invitation to visit us. If necessary, I would be willing to send her the money required for her fare, though I would have to draw it from the bank. W.C. White will stop at Mountain View on his way to St. Helena. There is to be a special meeting there on September 8th, when the Pacific Press will hold its dedicatory service. I do not know how much this will include, but I desire to be there, and am expecting to go. I feel that I must get off somewhere for a change, but while W.C. White is absent, I cannot leave home. I cannot always have my eyes on manuscript from morning till night. I fear for my eyesight if I continue to read so constantly. I pray that the Lord will strengthen my eyesight, or relieve me of this great burden. I am tired all the time, but I hope and pray and believe that there will be rest for the weary. Everything that can be done should be done to put my writings in the best shape in case I should fall at my post. I know not what is before me. We are expecting Sister Stewart to come to my help shortly. She is experienced in the work and can help us very much. I want to hear from you and to know how you are getting on with your work. Is your health improving? Hope and pray and believe, and the Lord will lead you into the light and will guide you with His counsel. We need every day to commit our helpless souls to God and to trust in Him. Hold fast to the promises. The Lord will sustain those who put their trust in Him.